the God of Israel. Now, let me inject this here. Jesus did not have any problem with the curse. And what I mean by that, with sickness, disease, there were people blind, there were people maimed, there were people dumb. And it seemed like Jesus had no problem with it. Notice what it said. He healed them. He did what? He healed them. And it looked like to me Jesus wasn't pulling his hair. They showed him on the picture he had long hair. I don't know now, but that's what the picture showed. And he didn't pull his hair. He didn't say, "Oh my God." And he said, and he healed them. So the people did what? They glorified the God of Israel. Let's move right along. Jesus met a madman. Mark Gospel 5:1. They came over onto the other side of the sea. This is verse 1. Into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him. Now listen to this now. There met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit. What did he have? Who had his dwelling among where? The tomb. And no man could bind him. Think about it now. No man could bind him. What did it say? No man could bind him. No, not with chains. You've been wrapped up in chains? Yeah, no, I haven't, but I know what chain would do. Because that he had been often what? Bound, fettered, and chained. And the chain, what happened? Had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetter broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. They couldn't bind him. They couldn't sustain him or tame him. Hallelujah. And always night and day, he was in the mountain and in the tomb doing what? Crying and cutting himself with stone. Can you imagine? Here it is, you can't bind him. You can't tame him. Then when he get loose, he dwelt in the mountains. He was cutting himself with stone. And you know the man, that couldn't be right. But you cut yourself with stone? Something had to be wrong with this man. And it seemed to be awful powerful. Right? But what? Listen to the story. He cut himself with stone. Verse 6 says, when he saw Jesus afar, watch what happened. When he saw who?
Jesus.
I'm talking about authority. This man operated in. Very important that you follow me in this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Said, when he saw Jesus afar, he did what? Ran and worshiped him. And cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God. Looked like somebody recognized him. I adjure thee by who? By God, that thou torment me not. And Jesus said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Notice, this is important, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. When John baptized Jesus at Jordan, The Bible said the Spirit of God came upon him in the body shape of a dove. And he was led. He went in the wilderness and so forth. My point is, Jesus did everything he did like we are to do. He was anointed by the Spirit of God. So we are anointed by the Spirit of God. Now notice what happened to him. All right. So where did I stop it? Verse 9. Stop at verse 8. Verse 9 said, he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is what? Legion. For we are. I don't know what the devil was trying to do at that point. He simply asked him, asked the fellow, and he knew he was talking to the demon. He said, what is your name? And instead of him telling my name is Legion, but he added, we are many. So what? And I'm pretty sure he have suggested that to you. You got, when you run into a problem with the devil, we've been here a long time. Or he suggests something to you. Amen. But he said, we are many. Hallelujah. All right, where did I stop at then? I drew you. All right. He asked him, what is your name? He said, and he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he was not send them away out of the country. Notice again, these demons were territorial demons. They didn't want to be sent into an unfamiliar territory. They had been operating here and operating in this area, and they've been successful. They didn't want to go to another place. They had to learn. Okay? All right, then. So, praise God, but listen to the story. And they didn't want to leave out the country. Now, verse 11 says, now there were nigh unto the mountain, a great swine, herd of swine feeding. And all the devil besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus did what? Gave them leave, and the unclean spirit went out and in into the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea. And they was about 2,000 and was choked. Notice in this passage of scripture, this was a huge, and somebody said a legion somewhere around 6,000. But think about this. Let's look at something here. I want to show you the capacity of a man. You probably never thought about it, but then I want to show you what Jesus did. The capacity of a man's spirit, 6,000 demons in one man. And the 6,000 entered into 2,000 herds of swine. And they were drowned. They killed them. They couldn't kill that man. They couldn't kill him. But if he had continued long enough, they finally would have killed him. Took his life. God want you to get a revelation of who you are, what you have, and what you can do with God in you. If that man could do that without God being in him, think about what you can do with God in you. What is this about? To know who you are and get rid of fear. Most people, too many people fear demons. They're afraid of them. But actually, it should be the other way around. And that's the truth. They're afraid of you. And this is why they work overtime. They don't want you to get a revelation of who you are. They want to make you think